Back then, we didn't. It wasn't. We would on the weekend, Saturday afternoon, Sunday one, and we'd meet and maybe have a ball game out in the pasture and things like that. And we had some neighbors up here, Mr. Guy family, and a large crowd of boys and a few girls. I think they had about 12 or 13 people and children in the family. And we'd do everything in the world. Think of build a bonfire and fry some French fries, if nothing else, you know, some potatoes. We'd do anything. If we had any money, we'd go get us some marshmallow, stuff like that. But the other times you worked. And you didn't work by the hour. You worked by the sunlight. The morning, as soon as you could see it, you got home at night, you went to bed because you were tired.
Tell me about the house you grew up in.
Wood frame house, and the one I was born in was called and it was a pretty big house. And so that's where I was born, and I lived always right here in the Sayre, right over here. And a couple of them was big. One or two might have been, well, one, especially was kind of small. This was about a five-room house, but a small house. And this is just a farmhouse. So,
what types of furnishing would you have in these houses? Was there electricity at what point?
No, we didn't have any then. And even when I come inside the city of Roswell, we didn't have electricity out here. Nowhere out here. And we began to get I forget what they call that, rural electric company, I ain't exactly what they called it. But no, it come up the highway first to Alfreda around. Alfreda got the power, and in the way out in the country, it still was not power. And I went to, I'd been married a long time, went out here in the country, really got power all over. They had a rural electrification project going, you know. So everybody got it in the whole areas around here, but of course it takes time to get it. But everybody got it and everybody was real proud of it.
tell me about without electricity, clearly you didn't have a refrigerator. Tell me about the kitchen in your house.
Over here we had a big kitchen. And what we did about preserving our milk to where we had milk all day and next day too. Because every few days, two or three days, then they'd have to, what we call churn it. And there you come with your butter, see. Mm-hmm. But lower it in the well. If it's going to keep it, you lower it in the well and set the rest over the water. There. And it kept it cool. And your milk stayed cool and good for you at lunch and dinner.
What kind of meals did you eat?
What kind of meals? Mm-hmm. Not the best there is.